Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
That is, we have a football coach. I'm now picturing this person in Hughes Holiday stocking. David is up on WIP. Hey, David.
Is he an Eagles coach?
No.
Sean McVay?
No.
Rob Adelko trying to recover from his performance last week in Hughes Holiday stocking. Rob!
No, Joe, you still remember that? Okay. Am I blackballed for that?
No, not blackball. We encourage ridiculous phone calls. What's up, Rob? What do you feel?
All right. Hugh, is this guy passed away or alive?
No, he's alive.
He's alive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to say Rich Kotite.
No.
Keith in the Northeast. What's up, Keith?
Yo, what's going on, guys? Did he used to coach the Patriots?
No.
No.
Let's go with Don Shula.
Mike in Washington Crossing. Hey, Mike.
Is he a current NFL coach?
No.
Is it Mike Vick?
No.
But that's a fun guess.
That is a fun guess.
That kind of had the wheels spinning in the meeting today because Vick, was he taking the Norfolk State job? Is that what
it
is?
Yeah, he is. I sent him a tweet and said if he needs a get back coach. I'm not leaving the station. I know every time I say stuff like that.
You trying to get a college coaching up?
No. Like, listen, first of all, I'm not, you know, I just think it's funny. And I think pretty cool that, this is the Deion Sanders effect.
Yeah. Sure.
And I know, like, I'm not a dummy. I know Deion had been coaching way before he got the job at Jackson State. That's what kind of springboarded the whole ex-NFL player to becoming coach thing. And I applaud. Listen, Deion has done a great job for HBCUs and giving people opportunities.
We're giving a prize away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad.
Wait, he's pontificating.
Right, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
215-592.
Way to get me focused, Kyle.
94-94 to hop in. Dom is up. What's up, Dom?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
what's
Dom.
Former quarterback.
Former quarterback? I'm going to say no.
Oh. Teddy Bridgewater, I don't know.
That's a good guess, though.
Let's go to Tom in Wilmington. Hey, Tom.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
Let me take a shot. Hugh, is the coach a former Super Bowl winner?
Former Super Bowl winner, no.
No. Okay. I'm going to go with your name I mentioned. Yeah, I hear you said a lot. Tommy Brazier.
Coach Brazier. No.
215-592-9494. We got ourselves a challenging one.
Challenge.
Football coach in Hughes Holiday stocking playing for a prize to be qualified.
I thought people would ask the simple ones like right out the gate.
Yeah, there's a couple questions I think would lead people a little closer to this. Let's go to Scott in Newtown. Hey, Scott.
Yes, how you doing today, guys?
Good, Scott.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Not too bad. Is the coach a former NFC East opponent?
No.
No. Y'all making it hard on yourself, ain't you?
let's go with Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka.
That's a fun guess.
That's really fun. Yeah, it is.
I always picture Ditka in the cover of ESPN, the magazine, when he had Ricky Williams.
In a dress?
Yeah, Ricky was in the wedding dress.
Yeah,
and then
prostituting, man.
Yeah,
that
traded the whole draft for him. Rich is up. Hey, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Good, Rich. What's up?
Is he a former AFC coach?
Yes.
Yes.
Bill Parcells?
No. Another Rich, this one in Potsdam. What's up, Rich?
I was going to ask if it's a college coach, but I guess not. Did he coach before 2000?
In yes. terms of being a, he's been, his coaching career spans before 2000.
Yes.
John Harbaugh.
No.
TJ in Newtown. What's up,
hey,
TJ?
Hey, we got one.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
What's up, TJ?
Not much. So I guess the question is, did he coach for the Dolphins?
No.
No.
I'm going to go Belichick.
All right, you got a word of advice here. Listen to the other questions and the yes or no answers.
Yeah, y'all wildin'.
Because we're you kind of would know if that was the answer, right? We kind of established that already. Let's go to. I'm trying. I want someone to win.
But you said it kind of snarky.
Well, because you okay here. All right, here I'm trying to help people out. Ready?
If you would have been paying attention, you would have heard that.
Sometimes I because well, we playing this for over a week, right? Not just this category, but the theme. And I've noticed people come in with a particular answer in their head, and they're
then
trying
they just
to,
can't move past it.
They're trying to get the answer to make sure they're right. Just ask a question, think about the other answers, and you might get the answer kind of in your head.
Yeah, and don't talk yourself out of stuff. Sometimes when you your first thought might be the right one.
Right, and if you have a thought, ask the question. Rudy in Maple Shade. What's up, Rudy?
What's up, Dad?
Hey,
what's
Rudy.
What's your Cowboys coach?
Cowboys? No.
No.
Oh, man. How about John Madden?
Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Hey, how you doing, Dream Team? Did he ever coach UU?
No.
I don't know. I'm just going to go with what I was thinking. Jim Johnson?
No.
Andy in Westchester. I feel like Andy's been very close a lot of days. We almost get to him right after a winner. He's up now. Maybe he's going to win it today. What up, Andy?
Did he curse a lot?
I would say no.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably venture to say, yeah.
I don't have evidence he did, but it wouldn't
well,
surprise me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I'm stuck because, yeah, Ray Rhodes is what I had.
No, Ray, that's good. Yeah, Ray's a good. I loved Ray, man. He was wild.
All right, can I give one more hint to everyone?
Yeah.
There was someone who hopped on and kind of thought through a question he was going to ask us. Never asked us the question.
Nasty, but he was close.
But he assumed.
He flirted with it.
He assumed the answer to a question without asking us. So if you're going off of that, maybe ask the same question. Alan in Villanova. Hey, Alan.
Did this person ever coach in college?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. I was hoping you would say no. Coach in college. Oh, man. Where did he suck? No, I've done nothing here.
All right, Greg in Mount Holly. What's up, Greg?
What's up, Greg?
Hello.
What's up, man? What's up, Greg?
He coached in college as Deion Sanders.
Well, that's a good guess.
Yeah, it is a guess.
But not it. Russ is up. Hey, Russ.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Russ.
Tony Dungy?
Tony Dungy, Coast to Coast.
Are we just done asking yes or no questions here?
The yes
here?
Or no's will help. You know, there's conferences, there's championships, there's players he coached. Like, we're...
Yeah.
Don't give up now. Finish strong.
Don't
Gary.
Give up on me.
Gary and Vine. What's up, Gary?
Is his first name Bill?
No.
Is his first... That's a guess?
That's a question. It was a question.
Harbaugh. The other Harbaugh.
It's neither Harbaugh. It's neither I'm going to take two off the board for him. Mark in Wilmington. What's up, Mark?
Was he a head coach?
Yes.
Dick Vermeil.
Coach Vermeil, Coach Collins.
Mm-hmm. Chris in Wallingford, UCLA. What's
oh,
up,
okay.
Chris?
Yeah, I forgot. Way back in the day.
Hey, did he ever coach in the NFC or just the AFC?
That's
not a yes or no question.
Did he ever coach
in the NFC?
No.
And you about to give it. You about to give it. Joe about to help him out.
Is it Bobby Petrino?
Well, that's a fun name. I mean, but didn't he like leave
he
Atlanta
NFC,
on a motorcycle?
Yeah, that's the NFC, yeah, on the back of a motorcycle.
Left Atlanta.
Yeah.
George in North Philly. What's up, George?
In the cover of darkness.
Was his son ever a coach?
No, I don't believe so. No.
Shoot. Chip Kelly. I don't know.
Should you even have children?
Today.
Yeah, we did this. Here, this was, you this proud of joke. Yourself on this one?
Well, not really, because. Like, okay, I am.
Rich is up. Go ahead, Rich. The moment's too big.
The moment was too big for
Rich. Joe is up.
Oh, we got a good one today.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, you hear me?
Gotcha.
Yeah, we got you.
All right. Is it Saban?
Nick Saban. No.
Again, you,
I mean, come on.
Y'all ain't helping yourself out all right,
at all. I think the bright lights are getting to people. Let's reestablish.
Bright lights, big city.
Let's reestablish. You get, when you hop on, you get to ask
a question.
A yes or no question to help you, and then you give your guess. I mean, you could just guess if you want, but you're leaving a potential clue out there. Yes or no question. We'll give you the answer the best we can. You guess there. 215-592-9494 for a Hughes Holiday Stocking. I'm going to reset what we're giving away here because some people probably just started listening like, what are they yelling about all these names for? If you win today, if you guess this correct, you win our qualifying prize. We're finding out what's in Hughes Holiday Stocking. We have Jack Daniel's rocks glasses, the water bottle, T-Pack playing cards, Tennessee whiskey clear tote bag, and of course the grand prize you'll automatically be entered for if you win today. All right, Carlo in Philly.
Carlo!
Hey, Carlo!
I think Carlo got it.
Yeah. What's up, Carlo?
Carlo?
Bright lights, Carlo.
This is a joke.
Yeah, I thought Carlo was coming through.
I thought Carlo was a red light player, and I found out he wasn't. Willis in Woodbury. What's up, Willis?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
Hey, Willis.
Does it snow a lot? Did it snow a lot at the home stadium?
At one of his stops, yes.
Yes.
Marv Levy.
Marv Levy.
I mean, I hadn't heard much Marv Levy talk
in
a while.
Not a while.
Marv Levy is a heck of a coach. Brian in Drexel Hill. Hey, Brian.
Hey, fellas. Appreciate you. Was he coaching did he coach in the AFC South?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Tom Coughlin?
No.
All right. Well, we've narrowed it now.
He narrowed it down.
Yeah,
Good job.
You got the division the guy coached in the NFL. Jeff in Bordentown.
Oh, man. AFC South. That's a tough one.
Joe holding your hand through this whole thing,
is
though.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Yes.
Marty Schottenheimer.
Another
Marty
great name.
Came in and played coaching AFC South.
I don't think he did. Well, he coached the Browns in what was then Central.
That was the Central.
He coached the Chargers, which was the West. He coached the Chiefs in the West. I don't think Marty was in the South. I think Marty might have been done around the South. Whatever. Mike in Holland. Hey, Mike.
Was he with the Chiefs at all?
No.
No. I'm stopping y'all with this one.
I was thinking Bieniemy. I'm going to go Tom Coughlin.
So it's funny. Bieniemy's name came up as a potential.
Yeah, if we would have picked Bieniemy, you would have definitely won.
You nearly put Bieniemy in your stocking.
Instead, I definitely did.
You put this coach in your stocking. Mark in Conshohocken. Hey, Mark.
All right. Did he coach the Steelers?
No.
No? All right. Let's go with, I was going to say Chuck Knoll.
You're going to say, nah, I'm killing him today with this one, huh? Ooh, kill him.
Mike in Allentown. What's up, Mike?
Hello. Is he a TV analyst?
Yes.
Is it Tony Dungy?
No.
All right. At least he's on
the right track.
Yeah, I mean, he played along with the South and the TV stuff. It made sense. Tyreek?
Hello.
Yes. Tyreek, you're up.
Did he coach the Colts?
No.
No.
Hold on. Marvin Lewis.
Marvin Lewis? That's a name I haven't heard in a long time.
I haven't either.
Man.
Pete is up in Downington. Hey, Pete.
Hugh, did you play for one of his teams?
No.
Jack Del Rio.
No.
I mean, Hugh played for Jack Del Rio, so you can't. I mean, Hugh's not allowed to lie to the audience. He's got to tell the whole truth, nothing but the 215-592-9494. Rose in Hamilton. Hey, Rose. Rose.
Hello.
Hey, Rose.
Hello.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Rose. I think she got nervous.
Rose, it's all right. We'll put you on hold, Rose.
Give her a moment.
I don't know what's funnier, watching everyone go through this or go watching
Kyle melt down. Kyle having a whole meltdown.
Well, because this, to take you behind the scenes, I'll give him a second to recoup back there. This is a lot on Kyle. Like, he's answering everyone's phone calls. People are dropping quick, right? It's a normal phone call. It's in and out. New people are calling in. And then he's got to hit the buzzer at the same time. So
he got a lot going on. He got a lot going on right now.
I can sense his stress back there. Adam is up next. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Adam. What do you got?
Did he coach for the Texans?
No.
Man, I don't even have an answer, though.
All right, Mike in Abington. What's up, Mike?
Did he coach for the Titans?
No.
I was thinking Mike Vrabel.
You know, there's a bunch of teams in the South, right? You know, a lot of other teams in the South Subdivision.
I'm wondering, like, another minute or two, I should give a hint? Because I have a hint that if you know the show, you might know this person, and it was kind of came up recently. Robert in Philadelphia. What's up, Robert?
Did he play for the Eagles?
No.
I was going to say from Edwards.
Nick in New Jersey. What's up, Nick?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Nick. What's up?
Did he coach at Ohio State?
Yes.
Urban Meyer.
Yes! 100%. Yes! You nailed it, Nick!
I've been listening the whole time. I have Urban Meyer in my head, and I'm waiting for someone to say it, and I got tired of listening.
Well, Nick, you got it, man. Congratulations. You win the qualifying prize.
Nobody wanted this prize today.
Automatically entered for the grand prize. Nick, good job, man. We appreciate it. So, couple things. One, I'm not sure if this made the air or not on Friday, but we saw Urban Meyer on Friday. He walked right past us. At Army Navy.
And I called it, well, I didn't say it loud. Because my partner in Atlanta used to call him Urban Liar all the time. He used to call him Urban Liar.
He did lie a lot.
Yeah. He called him Urban Liar.
So it was a difficult one. He is, though, one of the more famous football coaches in the last 15 years.
He's a hell of a football coach. He's a winning football coach.
I thought when someone threw out the TV analyst thing and the AF South and college, I thought we'd find our way there. You're right back there?
Well, I decided I liked it better when it was easier to give away.
Yeah.
And because here's the thing. People like to call back after they've already gotten it wrong.
Oh, and you got.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell them no.
Not allowed. And the other one that people love to do for some reason, like I'm trying to do this quick, right? I'm like, hey, you going to play? And some people are like, yeah, you know, I'm going to guess. And I'm like, I don't care. I do not care. Don't tell me what you're planning on asking and what you're going to guess. Just tell me if you want to play, yes or no.
Yeah, right. It doesn't really matter.
Not that it matters. There's one more day, but, you know.
No, I had fun with that one. I mean, I know it's a little more stressful for you than us.
That was crazy.
I thought it was good. Also, they asked if the person was still alive, my first thought was yes, and I was like, well, we haven't seen him since Friday, so I guess he made it through the weekend.
I mean, yeah, if something would happen to him, we would have known.
Yeah, known it. Yeah, I just didn't know totally for sure. But we did see him live and in person on Friday.
He was definitely
alive on Friday.
And he did not have no people. He had nobody on his lap.
Not at the Women's Memorial Museum.
Not at
the National Cemetery. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in and talk about everything we've discussed today, including, is this the best Eagles defense you've ever seen? I say yes. Kyle says yes. I put it over 02, over 17, over 24, over 22, excuse me. Hugh thinks it's 17. We all know it's Hugh just does, you know, kind of poo-poo in this defense. Because you don't want to admit that somehow it went from defense is not a necessity to now they're the greatest Eagles defense of all time. One of the defensive members, Brandon Graham, listen to this. Last night, Jay Glazer put this out, and then we'll tell you what BG said about it this morning on Instagram. But here is what Jay Glazer said about Jalen Hurts, Big Dom, BG, leadership back at the bye. This is kind of interesting. Here you go.
The thing that nobody knows, and this is a credit to Jalen, is in the bye week, Brandon Graham actually with Big Dom went to the house and said, hey, man, we need to kind of connect more with everybody here. Right? As a quarterback, you kind of get lost in that. So much other stuff you got to do. And he went out of his way. He met with the offensive line, connected. He met with Sirianni for like three times or several times. Connect with him. Connected with, like, he went out of his way with Graham, with everybody, to connect with them more, saying, okay, I understand this more of the quarterback position than me just sitting here with the game plan and, you know, making sure I could, you know, throw here and throw there. And they all credit him with doing a great job for it. And it's just, it's not out there how good of a job he's done.
Hugh, what do you make of that? That at the bye, according to Jay Glazer, Big Dom, BG, at Hertz's house saying, hey, you got to connect more, and then he has since then.
First of all, shout out to Jay Glazer for doing his job, if the story is true, which I tend to believe. Jay's pretty good about some of the stuff that he vets. Just somebody else, like BG, shouldn't feel bad or AJ, because they're not the only ones telling family business. Everybody's telling family business over there. So, I mean, shout out to them for getting, if that's true, shout out to them for getting the story.
Now, Kyle, what did you see this morning? The BG, was it on Instagram, said that this isn't so true?
Some account that, I guess, aggregated this report posted the video of Jay Glazer, and BG just responded, lies.
Well, how about that?
I'm not saying BG's lying. I'm not saying Jay's lying. But Jay, you know. Jay does a pretty good job of getting his sources.
And he usually has, from what it seems like over the years, he's very connected to players, right?
Like every now and then I'll hit him up. You know, he's a cool guy. Yeah, all right.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just an interesting story.
Well, it's one of those things where, see, this is what happens. And I have friends of mine who hit me up and say, well, you know how the media likes to, you know, embellished stories. I'm like,
WIP?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Yes.
And I'm like, and I try to tell them in the nicest way, dog, I don't, like, there's a lot that you have to sift through, but don't be so naive to think that there's nothing there when something's being reported.
Yeah, and look, the way Glazer reported and we played it there, it wasn't presented as a negative. It was
saying it was a positive
about Jay Allen. But it takes you back to how much changed here at the bye. And obviously, according to Jay, a lot did there. 215-592-9494. We're back to your calls. This Eagles defense coming up. I think it's the best Eagles defense I've ever seen. Agree, disagree. Nick Sirianni set to speak to the media coming up at 12:15. We'll carry that. And coming up, there's an interesting wrinkle to the number one seed we haven't discussed. It's not about losing. It's about when particular teams lose. We're going to math this math. We could do this. We could pull this off.
Let me get my piece.
It's not that hard. We'll get it. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday season, warm with the comfort foods you love. Made even better with Hatfield pork. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about bacon. I can eat bacon at night. I can definitely eat it for breakfast. And I can eat it for a light little snack. It's all that I like to eat all the time. Perfect touch of flavor that your family will love. And right now, you can visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and a retail location near you, because you need to stock up on that bacon, especially this time of year. Give the gift of flavor this holiday season with Hatfield.